The Philistines put to flight the Israelite army, killing thousands of foot soldiers. The two wicked sons of Eli, the high priest, died, and the ark was captured. The Philistines took the ark of God to Ashdod, one of their five main cities, and placed it in the temple of Dagon, their god. Dagon was venerated in Palestine as the god of the harvest. Half man, half fish, he was one of the national divinities of the Philistines. The victory over the Israelites was attributed to him, so the ark was placed in front of the idol as a war trophy. Early the next morning, the people of Ashdod got up and went to the temple. They saw Dagon's statue lying on its face in front of the ark of God. They took it and put it back in its place. But the following morning, they found Dagon again face down in front of the ark. The head and hands had been broken off and were lying on the threshold. Only the torso was left. Then the Lord struck the people of Ashdod and its vicinity with an invasion of mice and an outbreak of tumors, spreading death and destruction everywhere. So the men of Ashdod said, "The ark of the God of Israel must not stay here with us, because his hand is against us and against Dagon our God." So they called together all the rulers of the Philistines to find out what to do. It was decided to move the ark to Gath, another large city. But when it was taken there, the inhabitants also went down with an outbreak of painful tumors. Everyone, both young and old, was affected by the plague, and panic broke out in the city. So they sent the ark of God to Ekron. As it was entering the town, the people cried out, "They have brought the ark of the God of Israel here to kill us all." So they called together the rulers of the Philistines and said, "Send the ark away. Let it go back to its own place, or we will all die." For death was already spreading through the city, and those who did not die were afflicted with tumors. The ark of the Lord remained in Philistine territory for 7 months. Then the leaders called for the priests and diviners to ask what should be done with the ark, and whether it should be sent back to its place. They were told that if they returned the ark, they must also send a guilt offering to the God of Israel. "Then you will be healed," they said, "and you will know why he is angry with you." When the leaders asked what guilt offering they should send, the priests replied, 5 gold tumors and 5 gold mice, according to the number of the Philistine rulers, because it is the same plague that has struck your cities. Pay honor to Israel's God, and perhaps he will lift his hand from you and your gods." Then the priests and diviners told them exactly what to do. So the Philistines did what they said, and made ready a new cart. They took 2 cows that had calved and had never been yoked, and hitched them to the cart. Then they placed the ark of the Lord on it, as well as a chest containing the gold mice and the models of the tumors. They penned up the calves, sent the cows off, and followed them to see where they would go. The cows went straight up towards the frontier, keeping on the road and lowing as they went. The rulers followed them as far as the border of Beth Shemesh, one of Israel's Levitical towns belonging to the priests. When the cows came to Beth Shemesh, they stopped beside a large rock. Then the Philistines knew that it was the Lord who had struck them, and they returned home. The people of Beth Shemesh were harvesting their corn in the valley, and when they looked up and saw the ark, they greatly rejoiced. The Levites took down the ark and the chest containing the gold objects and placed them on the large rock. The people chopped up the wood of the cart, and the cows were sacrificed as a burnt offering. On that day the people of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifices to the Lord. But some of them went to the ark and looked inside. In so doing they transgressed the law of Moses and profaned the most sacred object in Israel, as the ark symbolized the throne of God and therefore his very presence. The Lord struck down 70 men of Beth Shemesh because they had looked into the ark of God. The people grieved and mourned, saying, "Who can stand in the presence of the Lord, this holy God? To whom will the ark go up from here?" They sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath-Jearim, telling them to come and fetch the ark of the Lord, that the Philistines had returned. So the men of that place came and took the ark and put it in Abinadab's house on the hill, and his son Eleazar was consecrated to guard the Ark of the Lord. It stayed there for 20 years. Next episode, the defeat of the Philistines.